Another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio I'm joined by Chris Allred from CERTA. We're going to be talking about another program offered through CERTA. We're going to be talking about the Mutual Self-Help Program. Chris, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I was looking into this program a little bit before we came on air, and it's something I'm surprised I didn't know about. This is something that really is going to do a lot of good for our areas. For people who might not be familiar with it, what is this program?
So it's a program that through USDA, the Mutual Self-Help Program uses a barn-raising mentality to get a group of participants together, and they build each other's homes as a group. And then through USDA, we're able to provide a longer-term loan, mortgage loan that starts out as a construction loan and then converts into a mortgage loan. After that, then we also can add a subsidy to it, to help with lower that mortgage payment. And then, the USDA's loans are always under market value for, interest rates. And so it's an outstanding, it fluctuates a little bit, as far as, you know, from month to month, as far as interest rates go, but it's a great program and really helps these rural communities build amazing homes.
And I think that's important to hit on is this isn't just giving homes away. This isn't, you know, giving them out for free. They put in the work, they pay for those loans, but it's a great chance to learn skills that they're going to be using day-to-day lives. I mean, like you said, they're building these homes by hand. They're learning how to frame these things. They're learning the different construction methods. It really is an in-depth process.
Yeah, absolutely. So my position is I provide some technical assistance to assist in dealing with invoices and contractors, and I also provide scheduling and things like that. My construction manager is on site and he is a qualified general contractor and knows how to build a house from ground up. And so we get together and work as a team to help these families be able to build their own house.
I think a good place to take this conversation would be who qualifies for this program? What is needed to be a part of this?
Okay, so like I said earlier, it fluctuates a little bit based on income. We use HUD income guidelines to qualify as far as income the household income goes. For example, right now, a family of four, the range that I'm looking at to be able to get a loan approved is around 40K to 80. And then I need a credit score of 640 and above. And then, we got to keep that debt to income ratio below, about 41%. But that's the basic.
And so once you're accepted into this program, what are the requirements that participants do face? Because I know you do have to be pretty heavily involved in the construction of this home.
Yeah, absolutely. The participants are expected to do about 65% of the labor. And then their schedule kind of looks like 3 hours every day after work and then a Saturday. We can make up time on Saturday or on Sundays or any days that you might have off. Along with that, we mentioned that this is sweat equity that you're putting into the home. And so that evolves into the end into actual equity into the home.
You know, when I was doing the research into this, I really liked the people that you have had in this program before sharing their stories. I mean, they're working full-time jobs, they're parents, but they're still finding time to engage in this because that's how important it is to our community. Now, from your perspective, what do you think some of the benefits are for Carbon County and Emery County as a whole through this program?
Well, like you said, we have some participants that have really important jobs in our community, and we need to keep them here. We need to be able to have that experience. Not to mention, it beautifies the area a little bit. These homes are amazing. They look great when they're done, and because folks have that investment of all of that work into it, they like to keep them nice.
Now, if there is someone listening right now who wants to get involved with the Mutual Self-Help Program, what's the best way for them to do that?
So you can come out to the CERTA building at 252 South Fairgrounds Road, or you can call me at 435-613-0036.
Now, Chris, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before we let you go?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity. I do have some openings right now here in Carbon County, and I'm really looking for some for applications to be on our wait list also.
Well, Chris, it was a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.